Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We're joined once again, I'm pleased to say, by a woman we visited briefly with last week about a problem of enormous concern, especially as we're watching more and more of the throes now in the United States, really across the country, of a debate about freedom of speech, one of our foundational cardinal rights under the Constitution of the United States. She is Christine Brim. She has worked with me and many of us in the cause of freedom for a long time, including as the chief operating officer of the Center for Security Policy. These days, she is the founder and president of the Center for Policy Communications, and truly one of the go-to people when you're looking for insights into the sorts of challenges that we're facing from, among others, the jihadists and their enablers on the left. It's so good to have her back. Christine, welcome. Thanks so much for taking a few more minutes.
Frank, thank you so much for having me.
Well, again, the backdrop to what we want to talk about today is that there is inside the United States today a sort of cottage industry of the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League and various press outlets and corporations that are now pushing inexorably to restrict our freedom of speech, especially lest it offend anybody. What you have done some very important work doing is sort of connecting the dots between that domestic manifestation of this problem and what's taking place internationally. Would you talk a little bit about this organization, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe?
We have a meeting from September 11th to 22nd of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, founded in the early 70s. And this is an annual meeting which every year now for about the last decade has become an arena for a small group of U.S. associations, non-governmental organizations, to go and defend free speech against both the hard left European Union bureaucrats, but even more prominently against a range of Islamic associations who attend along with Islamic governments to try and impose hard criminalization codes, essentially Sharia blasphemy codes, against any criticism of Islam in any way, and criticism of Islamic doctrine. And they do this under the guise of trying to get a formal criminal definition of Islamophobia, which of course is a made-up term, encoded in these Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe recommendations, which then find themselves into actual EU regulations, into the regulations of the attending nation states, and into obligations that are international and are nominally non-binding. But under the Obama State Department, of course, they always tried to find non-binding regulations or agreements to be binding. Now see huge efforts between the Southern Poverty Law Center, Google, various socialist and communist party groups who attend with Antifa at all of these demonstrations. And we also have two parallel efforts to take the definition of what is a hate crime, both in the U.S. under the U.S. Senate resolution that was passed and another bill that's submitted both in the House and Senate, want to expand the definition of hate crime to include hate incident, which would not necessarily have a crime involved at all.
Now, what you've described, Christine, and there's so many dots here to connect, but you do a masterful job of doing it, is essentially a parallel system that is being established, that is being administered and fed by organizations that simply declare people, including folks like us, haters and bigots and racists. And you're describing a process whereby inexorably the plan, it seems, is to actually make those criminal activities, even something well short of speech or let alone a hate crime. Talk, if you would, Christine, about how this is already manifesting itself now in terms of, you mentioned Google and Facebook and Twitter and the like, conforming to European Union standards that that pretty much track with this First Amendment crushing approach.
Well, one of the best examples, I think, is that the Southern Poverty Law Center put great pressure under European law, which has also been, of course, the focus of the OSCE and will be the focus in September. And earlier this year, January, February, March, the Southern Poverty Law Center went up against a company called Cloudflare, which protects websites from cyber attacks. And there were 48 U.S. various websites, many of them were U.S., hosted in Europe. And so the SPLC pushed Cloudflare under European law to take these websites out and to get rid of them. And initially, Cloudflare did not respond, saying, well, no, they were a U.S. company and protected by the First Amendment. Subsequently, as we know, after Charlottesville and after the great hue and cry against free speech in all forms, Cloudflare then took at least one neo-Nazi group out and has apparently also deplatformed or ejected their protection from a number of other groups. And again, this is not to endorse, goodness knows, the views of some of these groups who I personally, and I'm sure we all disagree with, but nonetheless, our First Amendment does give them protection. However, European laws do not. And this OSCE meeting, which is held every fall in Warsaw, Poland, this is used as an opportunity by hard left EU bureaucrats, by U.S. hard left organizations, and by Islamic groups internationally, and particularly from Turkey. It's used to keep inching and pushing forward inexorably this Islamophobia term with the broadest possible definition so that it can be applied in the greatest number of places at the same time that they're increasing the definition of what is a hate incident.
I want to just try to make sure that this dot is connected further. When you talk about Islamophobia, as you know so well, what this appears really to be a thin disguise for is imposing Sharia blasphemy restrictions on the Western world, the non-Muslim world, the Dar al-Harb, as it were. Is that basically what's going on here? And why is it that the left in this country, the SPLC, the ADL, the Googles and Facebooks and so on, as well as the left in Europe, would think that is a desirable thing, given what Sharia would imply for them and their favored minorities and priorities?
It's hard for me to see into their hearts. Let me say this. The left in Europe for many years has been hard left. There isn't a whole lot of moderate left when it comes to the concept of free speech. There are a few defenders. And the move in European law through multiple organizations has been to criminalize speech for a number of cases, against broad definitions of racism, against broad definitions of any kind of religious expression, to the point where very little can be said at this point in many countries, Germany, even the United Kingdom, online or offline, without facing criminal, not just civil, but criminal charges. And it is a consolidation of power. Criticism of Islam is something which there has been a great push of Saudi money, of gutter money, to criminalize. A number of people in leadership positions have been happy to receive this kind of support. And as a result, we see a movement internationally to impose Sharia blasphemy laws in the name of limiting freedom of expression, limiting free speech, and limiting factual statements. Last year at the OSCE meeting, they openly stated that stating a fact could be seen by the law as hate speech. And indeed, they've now put people in jail for stating facts.
Christine Brim, as ever, you have rendered an incredibly important service by helping us see how these various developments relate to one another, and in particular, relate to what is happening now increasingly, obviously, in our own country. Thank you for this important contribution, as well as the work you're now doing at the Center for Policy Communications. I look forward to visiting with you again in the very near future. Next up, we'll talk with Janet Levy, an intrepid blogger who has been chronicling, among other things, the role of the Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. government. I can explain some of what Christine's just been talking about, that and more, straight ahead.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.